Okay, hello guys, and welcome back aboard the Galileo 3. As always, I'm Roman, and my awesome co-host Sid is here with me again, as always. And today we're going to review the episode Dagger of the Mind. Pretty interesting episode.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, so let's get it right into the short summary, I guess. So in this episode, Dagger of the Mind, a prisoner escapes from the Tantalus 5 penal colony, and he asks asylum on the Enterprise. So Kirk and Enterprise psychiatrist Dr. Helen O'Neill beam down to the planet and discover the scary secrets of Tantalus colony.
So yeah, let's go ahead and jump right into the teaser.
Yes, let's do that.
So as always, the Enterprise starts off in space once again.
Yes, orbiting a planet, Tantalus. Yes. Tantalus 5.
Tantalus. Have we run across a penal colony actually yet?
I think we didn't yet.
There was the Psi 2000, but I don't think that was a penal colony.
That could be. I don't remember. Yeah. But let's...
So...
Yeah.
The Enterprise seems to be beaming down some sort of
cargo items. Yeah, cargo items to the Tantalus 5 penal colony. But something, these guys trying to beam that down, but something's preventing them from doing that. So they have some difficulties with that. So Kirk comes in and opens the channel to the planet and asks them to lower the force field that's keeping them from beaming the items down.
It's as simple as that. That is so funny.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's like quite a logical, quite logical that they that the penal colony logical. Has a force field to. That a penal colony has a force field around the planet, around the colony.
Yeah. So. So after the Enterprise successfully gets to beam down their items, they receive some sort of box.
Yes, meant for the research station in Stockholm, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Stockholm. And after Kirk and Lieutenant...
Yeah, don't remember his name, but this one guy...
I think it was Berkeley.
Berkeley, that could be. But after Kirk and this guy leave, we see that someone is hiding in the box. And the other one, the other security, the other guy that remains in the transporter room turns around to work on some panels, I think. So the guy the guy sneaks out of the box.
He's like, and
the guy sneaks out of the box. Clean karate chop to the neck and knocks him out.
Yep, he's toast.
Yeah.
And no, that's quite. The end of the teaser.
That's the end of the teaser.
Yeah.
Let's continue with the first half of the episode. We are on the bridge of the Enterprise, and
Bones is annoying Kirk. No, I'm just kidding.
They just talk about penal colonies, and Bones calls them a cage. Yeah.
Yeah, a cage is a cage, Jim.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so next, Uhura gets a message from the colony and lays it on the speaker that some of their inmates is missing of the penal colony.
Yeah, and you're like, oh, I know where he is.
Yeah.
He just locked that guy out in the transport room.
Mm-hmm. So they assume that they that he beamed up with the cargo they received on the Enterprise. So Kirk orders Security Alert 3, which is actually the intruder alert. I wonder what number 1 and 2 is.
Yes, I always hear all these like different like codes and stuff on Star Trek, and I always wonder what they mean. So thank you for that trivia. So number 3 means intruder. Is that what you said?
Yeah, intruder alert.
Okay, cool. I wonder if they have like a list or a chart of all of them means.
True.
Would really want one of those.
The intruder now wears a technician uniform that he took from the guy he knocked out in the transporter room. So now he leaves
now the transporter room. Now he's just wandering around.
Yeah.
He's just wandering around the quarters, seen by
this one guy.
Yeah. Fields, I think his name was. I'm doing really good on names today. I never know names.
Yeah, you're good.
Yeah, so Fields, he alerts the bridge, saying that they're on deck 14.
Section C, deck 14, right.
And so Spock closes off that deck and initiates a search warrant. Not a search warrant, just search.
So what's
his face, the intruder, actually surprises one of the security officers. He takes his phaser, does some wrestling right there, and he goes to the bridge, I guess.
On the bridge, Spock talks to Bones again. About something.
That's always fun.
Yeah, we got into that later. And then the intruder enters the bridge and chops out this security guy that's standing in front of the turbo lift. And everyone turns around in surprise.
Introduces himself as Simon Van Gelder. He first
says only his last name, Van Gelder. We learn later his first name is Simon in the sick bay.
He demands asylum from Kirk after he introduces himself. And Kirk is like, "What, you demand asylum at gunpoint?" He's like, "Really?"
Correct.
But Spock quickly picks him out by the
Vulcan nerf pinch.
He's restrained and he's taken to sickbay.
Kirk orders reverse course to back to the penal colony. In sick bay, Kirk asks the name of the intruder again. So we learn that his name is Simon Van Gelder. He's struck with pain as he is asked to say his name.
So you gotta know that he's like, something's wrong with him.
Something's wrong with him. So in pain, he also says that they erased his memory and modified his memory.
And you just, at this point, you just think that he's some crazy guy who, I don't know. You don't really suspect anything. You're just like, he's just crazy.
And furthermore, we learn that he was actually the director of Tantalus Colony.
Oh, that's right. That's right. But he was beginning to get in so much pain and just craziness, he's struggling.
Completely freaking out, and so Bones has to tranquilize him.
So later on, Spock decides that what you said, that he was a
Spock found the ID tapes of Dr. Simon Van Gelder. And Kirk is surprised that he's a doctor. Also in the ID tapes, Spock says that Dr. Van Gelder was the associate of Dr. Adams. And actually not an inmate, he worked there. He was assigned to
Colony. So now you kind of wonder, why is he going crazy? Or something.
So Kirk is very suspicious and opens the channel to the colony. And would like to speak to Dr. Adams.
Definitely get some explanations here.
Current director of the penal colony.
Right.
Yeah, Dr. Adams says that Dr. Van Gelder was working on an experiment that has gone terribly wrong. So, yeah, but Bones is also quite suspicious and doesn't believe him.
Right.
But he can't quite explain why. So Bones says, "I'm required to enter my any reasonable doubts into my medical log. That requires you to answer in your log. Sorry, Jim."
Yeah, Bones always doing Mr.
Bones impression here. I'm required to enter any reasonable doubts into my medical log.
That one is hard, though. Well, that was actually pretty good.
Yeah,
because his is hard to do. I've never actually tried his.
Please that do was it. Actually really Please good. Do it.
No.
Yeah, do it.
I can't think right now. I'm too scatterbrained right now.
Okay, you're good. You're good. You're Scottish. Everyone is good, so. That makes up for that.
Not really, but
I love.
Right. So actually they both or not both, just Jim decides to go down, right?
Jim decides to go down. They're invited by Adams into the facility.
All right, so after Kirk decides to beam down to the planet, he go ahead and heads to the transporter room.
Transporter room, correct.
Yeah, and with Spock. Spock is always by his side. And so they enter, right? They enter the transporter room,
and Kirk asks if they got the coordinations and something. And then he looks to the transporter pad and sees Dr. Helen Noel standing there.
A psychiatrist. I don't remember a psychiatrist. Correct. Or another psychiatrist in Star Trek.
Yeah.
But it's apparent that they've known each other sometime. maybe a long time, maybe a little time. But
so she smiles at him and so we learn actually that they met on the Christmas party, Science Lab Christmas party. And here's another fun fact and trivia that I noticed while watching, because I was curious of Dr. Noel's last name. So I looked that up, and Noel is actually another word for Christmas, her last name.
Yeah.
Derived from the French word Noel, that means Christmas. So I'm pretty sure they gave Dr. Noel's character this last name intentionally. So
yeah, really yeah, sure definitely. That. Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And we learned that she's a psychiatrist, which I don't think I remember the psychiatrist on Star Trek anymore. No. Just a counselor. I mean, I guess would be the closest thing.
Yeah, I guess that's.
But yeah, it's pretty interesting. They've got a psychiatrist.
Beaming down to the facility.
Yes.
So they materialize in the entrance of the colony and they step through this door and it goes straight down because it's an elevator.
Yeah, the turbo lift thing is like so fast.
The facility is actually so underground. Fast. Yeah.
Yes.
And soon they're greeted by Dr. Adams, who greets them as they leave this
lift. Right as the door opens, right?
Yeah.
And so they share a drink in the office.
Yeah.
This person, Lethe?
Lethe, I guess is her name. Lethe, I think it's pronounced Lethe.
Lethe.
Yeah.
Like so
she comes in and but before that, Dr. Adams says to Dr. Noel, "Welcome to Devil's Island, Doctor." To which Dr. Noel responds, "Perhaps you call me Helen, Doctor. With so many titles around, we're not gonna be sure who's talking to who." That's I love that line. It's awesome.
Yes. Forward in time Lethe. I love Lethe. I don't know why.
Let's call Lethe.
okay. Leafy enters, and she just says, "I love my work."
Yeah.
Like, so, like, dull and
monotonous and, yeah.
Unpassionate and boring. And, yeah, monotonous. I like that one. And just, like, do you? Like, you sure about that?
I don't think, but we learned from Dr. Adams that she was actually an inmate in the, mm-hmm. the facility, and then became right. mm-hmm. and then stayed as a therapist there. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. Right. And so after Leafy says that, they raise their drinks, and Adams says a toast.
Mankind. He says, yes,
to all mankind, may we never find space so vast, planets so cold, heart and mind so empty that we cannot fill them with love and warmth.
Yeah,
that's a pretty interesting quote right there.
Mm-hmm. It is, huh?
Just let that sink in for a second.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
try to find a meaning in there.
Dr. Adams gives them a tour through the facility, and we see these people wandering around the hallways, smiling peacefully, and being very blank on their faces.
They look like they've just been wiped and programmed or something.
Mm,
started to think this is another bunch of androids. But
it's not. Learn later what happened to them.
Right.
Yeah. So Kirk actually notices a room with something in it that we can't quite see actually yet.
Right.
But there's a man standing behind some control panels, presumably. So yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Back on the Enterprise, in sickbay, Dr. Vergeller says something about your neural neutralizer. Yeah, so Spock asks him to explain. So Vergeller describes a room with a device in it, and a door, mm-hmm. and lights,
and he says,
beams coming from above.
I think one of the most important is he says, Dr. Adams, like death.
Yeah.
It's like, yikes, what's going on down there?
Yeah. So
Spock, ever the curious logical mind, decides to mind meld, right?
But before that, we're back on the planet with Dr. Adams, and who explains actually the device to Kirk and Dr. Noel.
Mm-hmm.
And mm-hmm. he says that it's pretty harmless actually. It's the beam from above neutralizes the brain waves and relaxes the patient's mind. And yeah, it's just experimental, he says.
Mm.
Yeah.
Learn soon, that's completely wrong.
But Kirk seems pretty interested in the device, actually. So mm-hmm. he asks the man who operates it, what it does, and how it's working. So yeah, he explains that to him. And we learn actually that Dr. Vangelis' injuries occurred in this very chamber.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But after they left, the man behind the control panels begins to give suggestions to the patient on the chair. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. And it's just.
Mm-hmm.
Just like, this is not good. Yeah, it definitely not good.
Correct. Yeah. So let's take a little break here to get to your dessert section.
Yes. I'm excited for this one.
Yeah.
Okay, guys. So before we get into the second half, let's view my dessert of the week.
I'm excited.
So today, yes, you should be, because today we have something very special.
Oh.
It's not made by me, so it's 100% tastes good.
Okay.
whereas my desserts, we don't talk about those sometimes. So this one is actually my brother bought me like a day ago or something. It's a carrot cake bundt cake. Let me see if I can show the camera here.
That looks good. Yes.
It looks bad. It's got a bunch of icing on top, just drizzled all over. And it's from this little shop called Nothing Bundt Cakes. It's like a little local shop. I don't know if it's like other places in the US. I don't know. But these things, oh man,
I don't
they're
think we
like a
have
heart
those,
attack in a
but
bowl. They
it
taste so
looks good, yes.
good. They are delicious. Oh my gosh. My favorite is carrot cake. And then my family gets like raspberry, white chocolate raspberry. I love that one too. That's like my favorite mixture. Anyway, they are delicious. If anybody has a nothing but cakes around them, I 10 out of 10 recommend them. Like 100%. If you don't want to be healthy and you want to die soon. Because all
You probably
it
should.
is sugar. But
Okay.
yeah, so
Awesome. That was an
anyway,
awesome
let's
dessert.
go on to
So,
the next half.
yes, let's do that.
So heading away from my carrot bundt cake, let's go ahead and jump into the second half.
Yes. Yeah. So on the Enterprise, Spock calls the captain and tells him what he found out about the neural neutralizer from Dr. Van Gelder, and that he thinks that Kirk is in danger actually if he stays there. Nevertheless, Kirk decides to stay the
He's like, I'm in danger. Let's stay the
night. Correct, yeah. And yeah, so Dr. Van Gelder really dislikes that because he screams from the back, no, no. And yeah. So yeah, after that, Spock says in his captain's log, acting captain, that he's
Acting
acting captain, that he's
captain.
preparing for the Vulcan mind melt, an ancient Vulcan technique to probe someone's mind.
Right. Yeah, it's the first time it's
Yeah.
seen.
Correct.
It's exciting.
Yeah. So Spock begins to lay his hands on Dr. Mengele's face and
Right.
begins to talk. You begin to feel strange euphoria. Your body floats. And then,
Yeah. It's the first Vulcan mind meld on a human too.
yeah, correct. He's never done it on a human.
So yeah.
Only on Vulcans before, I guess.
So Spock actually learns a lot, doesn't he?
Does but in between there, we cut back to the planet with Dr. Noel, with Doctor, yeah, with Kirk entering Dr. Noel's quarters, and
Yeah.
yeah, he wants to find out more about this neural neutralizer.
So after Kirk and Noel want to go figure out the neural neutralizer, we go back to Spock's mind meld, and he's learning like a ton of stuff
Yeah, about Dr. Adams and
from
his intentions and
yeah, right.
his machine, the neural neutralizer.
Yeah, its
So
uses and
yeah, it says
purpose
that Dr.
and
Adams can reshape patient's mind with this device and put his own thoughts in there. Yeah,
That's scary.
that's really scary.
It's like straight up scary.
Yeah, so back on the planet,
Bunch
Captain
of jumps
Kirk,
here.
yeah, and Captain Kirk sits down in this chair of the neural neutralizer with Dr. Noel operating it. And yeah, he says that so Dr. Noel tries it on minimum intensity on Kirk for a few seconds, and after she minimum she turns it off. Yeah, Kirk didn't remember that it was already on, so
So she gives them a couple of suggestions.
correct. The first
And
one
the first,
is
so
hunger.
he's hungry.
Yeah,
Yes,
after that,
that's not something to mess
so
with.
yeah. Oh yeah, it is. So after she turns it on and off again, after a few seconds, Kirk says, "You know, when we finally get through this, I'd like to locate a kitchen and raid and locate and raid the kitchen somewhere."
Yeah,
Yeah, so
that's like me.
yeah, and me too, me
She's
too.
like, oh no.
I put that
Yeah.
suggestion in your mind, Captain. After that, Kirk orders Dr. Noel to pick an unusual suggestion, and yeah, She turns the vase on and begins to make this suggestion that about the Christmas party. And yes. She changes the events that happened a little bit.
Drastically, so, yes.
Yeah. Kirk,
yeah,
in this flashback, we see that Kirk carries her into his quarters and, yeah, they begin to kiss each other.
Which clearly didn't occur.
Yeah.
And so, as they're doing this, Dr. Adams, his assistant, I guess. And they confine Noelle, and Kirk is still unaware of this, and they start suggesting to him that suggesting he's, to him a lot of things actually. Yeah.
He's crazily in love with Dr. Noelle,
and he just starts getting like and so every time, anxious and.
He says that you must have her, or the pain grows worse if you not has her. So, and in the end, he even turns the intensity even higher. And so he suggests, as he says, that Kirk should drop his phaser and communicator on the floor. But he drops the phaser, but he tries to hail the Enterprise with the communicator, but pain and
to know it though.
It didn't work quite work out, so Dr. Adams turns the intensity all the way up as he sees that, and so Kirk actually goes to the ground, and and after that we cut to Kirk's quarters, where Kirk and Helen are right now.
So he's trying to get all these previous suggestions out of his mind that he's so crazily in love with Noelle. And they he tells Noelle to go through the air ducts and stuff, so that they can find a way out of this place,
right?
Like, trying to deactivate some,
air duct leads to get out. To the main control room where she should, short circuit the power supply, and So Dr. Noelle says anything better than Adam's treatment room
with the guard.
As she goes into that and calls through that. And soon after that, Kirk is picked up for another treatment by this security guys, and he's back on the chair on the neural neutralizer. So Dr. Adam says that you believe me completely. Kirk says, I believe you. And then Adam says, you trust me completely. And Kirk says, I trust you. I think he refers to Dr. L at this point, I guess. Not to Dr. Adams.
Yeah.
That's why he can say that. So.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. So Lethe comes in. and reports that Dr. Noelle is gone. So they search out for her, and Dr. Adams tries to get Kirk to say where she is, where he sent her. We see Dr. Noelle arriving at the power supply room, soon after she arrives there, some men arriving there and also searching for her.
She sabotages the power control room. Stuff goes down long enough for Kirk to escape.
And he knocks out Dr. Adams and his assistant. And Dr. Adams goes to the ground unconscious, which is later of great importance.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So after Noel sabotaged the power supply, she leaves again through the air duct, and Spock beaming in soon after she left.
Yeah, Spock and security beam down, and
he switches
take over, or
he switches the power back on with Dr. Adams still laying in this room.
Right. And so so Dr. Adams gets left alone in the neural neutralizer, which is unfortunate, because when Spock turns back on the power, the neural neutralizer was like
still
incredibly
on,
high. And it actually,
so his mind is just completely blank and just removed.
It doesn't receive any suggestions or anything. He died because he was alone.
Yeah, that's what Dr. McCoy says as he examines him. And back on the Enterprise, Spock says that they received a message from Dr. Van Gelder, who said that the treatment room has been completely dismantled and the equipment was destroyed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, which actually is quite funny, because we see one prop of this episode later in another episode. We see the neural neutralizer in Whom Gods Destroy later on.
Oh, that's right.
They used that, by Captain Garth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So Bones talks to Kirk a little bit, and that's where the episode ends.
Yes.
I have another little fun fact about the episode title. You might wonder where this comes from. It's from the Shakespearean play Macbeth.
The Dagger of the Mind.
Yeah, it says it's from Macbeth, and it says, "Is this a dagger which I see before me? The handle towards my hand, come let me clutch thee. I have thee not, and yet I see thee still. Art thou not fatal vision sensible to feeling as to sight, or art thou but a dagger of the mind, a false creation proceeding from the heat oppressed brain?" That's from Macbeth.
Wow, that really fits. Yeah,
it does. Huh. Yeah,
that's
I love that.
That's very interesting.
So let's get into your quiz corner.
Yes. Ready for the quizzes.
Yeah.
Welcome to my quiz.
Yes.
Roman, I hope you do better this time.
I hope. Fingers crossed.
Yes. Quiz question one.
Yes.
A famous holiday is mentioned in this episode, but is not mentioned again in Star Trek until when? So this is kind of a two-part question. You have to figure out what the famous holiday is.
What the holiday is? Do I remember the scene? I think I don't. I have to guess that.
Okay.
Christmas?
Yes.
Yes.
And so Christmas is not mentioned again in Star Trek until when?
Until, is it still in the original series, or is it another?
No.
It's in
the original series.
In Next Generation?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Can you be a little bit
more specific? Okay. In
the movie, I think. Is it?
Yes.
It's in Nemesis.
No.
It's earlier. Then it has to be... I know the scene where we're Generations.
Yes.
Where Picard is in the Nexus, I think.
Yes, awesome. Exactly. So we'll go ahead and get 1.5 points for that,
Ah, okay.
since it was kind of a two-part question.
Okay.
So this one, kind of confusing. Wasn't sure how to word this, but I went for it. Okay, so originally the producers were going to make Spock hypnotize Van Gelder before creating the Vulcan mind meld, of course, but they decided against hypnotizing in fear of what regarding the viewers at home?
Fear that they were also hypnotized at home.
Yes,
Oh,
exactly.
really? I didn't
Exactly.
know that.
Yes.
That's
I
awesome.
know. I thought that was quite funny. I was like,
Yes.
what?
That's
That's so
cool.
corny. That's so old-fashioned.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
2 out of 2. You're doing pretty good.
Yes. Okay, yeah, thank you.
Okay.
Next
Quiz
question. I'm
question
excited.
3 actually is finish the quote.
Oh, yeah.
Where there is no blank, there is no motive for blank, which is Spock to Bones.
Okay. Where there is no
There's
emotion,
no emotion
where is no emotion, there is no motive for violence.
for violence, exactly.
Yes.
I just like this one because people are so run by
Yes.
emotions like
Correct.
fear
Correct.
and stuff. It makes them do ridiculous and dumb things. So that
I
was
really
really
like that one.
good.
It's actually
Yes, I did
my
too.
choice for my favorite quote. You,
Oh,
yeah.
perfect.
Yeah.
Okay. Awesome. So
It's an awesome quote.
3 out of 3. You did really good this
Awesome.
time. So why don't we go ahead and head over to the favorite quotes?
Yes, let's do that.
So
Let's.
starting with our favorite quotes, what is
Right.
yours? As
My
we
quote you
previously found
already
out.
correct. My quote you mentioned already in your quiz. It's actually this one from right in the beginning of the episode where Spock talks to Bones. Where Spock says, "Interesting. Your Earth people glorify organized violence for 40 centuries, but you imprison those who employ it privately." Then Bones answers, "And of course, your people have found an answer." Then Spock replies, "We dispose of emotion, Doctor. Where there's no emotion, there's no motive for violence."
That's a
That's,
really just
yeah.
everything. Yeah, I just
It
love
makes one
that one.
thinking, yeah.
Definitely. Those are definitely the best ones too.
Yeah.
I've kind of got a similar
Okay,
thinking
let's hear
one.
yours.
Mine is, it's hard to believe that a man could die of loneliness.
Oh yeah.
Not when you've sat in the same room. No, sorry, not when you've sat in that room.
Okay.
So that
Yeah.
was Bones and Kirk
Yeah, okay.
on the death of Dr. Adams.
Yes.
So
Awesome.
yeah, I thought that was a pretty
Cool.
good
Yeah,
one.
it's a cool one.
Okay, guys, so I absolutely love this episode.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just so great. So many great quotes, so many great moments, so many, it really makes you think. And those are the ones that I really like. So what do you give this
Oh, okay.
rating?
I think,
The rating do you give?
yeah, I think I've written down 6.5 on my list here,
6.5.
but I think after reviewing the episode right now, I would increase that to 7.5 because I really like
Yeah.
the episode, and I also met Mariana Hill, who played Dr. Helen Mirren at a Star Trek convention recently, and she was not recently, in
Oh.
2019, but she's
Right.
really sweet, and she's just an
Yeah.
amazing actress,
That
and
is
I
so
loved her
cool.
power in this episode, so I really love the
I
episode.
bet. Yeah, I gave
Yeah.
it exactly the same, 7.5.
Okay.
Yeah, I just definitely love this one. So yeah,
Yeah.
let us know what you guys thought.
Of course, as always. And yeah,
And
thank you for listening, as always.
yes.
And check out our Instagram and Twitter. We're still at the Galileo 3.
Yes.
We would really like you to. Yeah, check it out. And until next time,
100%. What will we be reviewing
we're
next time?
gonna review the next time the Corbomite maneuver. Awesome
Oh.
episodes. Yes.
Yes, definitely. 100%.
Yes.
Awesome. Can't wait for that one. All
Me
right. Well,
neither.
see you guys later. And
See you later.
yeah, hope you enjoyed.